really glad that we're discussing this with Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning. Uncertainty in a changing world, dealing with today's headlines. And if you'd like to join the conversation this morning, I think we can get some people engaged with this, Julie. 962-9700. Let's get right to it. We know that the political talk, words every day in our vocabulary now are tariffs, Ukraine, Russia, steel, lumber, eggs, Trump. A lot of political talk takes up a lot of time in our, you know, daily lifestyle, if you will.
It takes up a lot of time in our brain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Even when you're doing other things, the thoughts of this destabilization and what we're seeing happen south of us and how it's affecting us, it's new for many of us. Yes, there was the pandemic and we were all in that, but this is different because it seems to be resting upon the whim of one person. And so when that's happening, we as Canadians in a democracy, we're not used to that. So, and, you know, I'd ask Miriam about, you know, her family and their side of the world and whether they were also feeling it.
Yeah, definitely.
In Dubai, yeah.
Yes, everyone, because all these, well, it's not just the tariffs, but, you know, it's president of the United States' world policy, and it's affecting everybody right now. So the whole world is looking into Trump's actions right now because they want to know how is he first dealing with his country, you know, before he starts dealing with everybody else's foreign policies.
Yeah. You know, yesterday, Julie had sent out the topic to Miriam and I mid-afternoon, and I was looking at it, Julie, and then I had a Julie moment. Yesterday, the Prime Minister, Trudeau, who's looked very prime ministerial over the last month or so with Trump. So Justin Trudeau talks about the tariffs, and he's, you know, not happy with it and kind of sticking to Team Canada's message. But then I had the Julie moment when Trump says, in response to what Justin said yesterday, and I'm so sick of it, referring to Trudeau as the 51st governor. You know, it was a joke when he started it, we thought, in December, but to continuously talk in a demeaning way about another political leader that some may argue that doesn't have any respect, but I think many people respect Justin Trudeau around the world, just to talk like that. Like, it's just constant rhetoric, BS.
Yeah, I think that what we saw there in terms of, if you've noticed other political leaders who have met with Trump and also the Canadian leaders at up until that last media clip we heard from Prime Minister Trudeau, is that what we saw is people try to go into a meeting with President Trump and they stroke his ego. They try that first off, and then they will agree to whatever they need to agree to. Perhaps they've already decided they were going to do that anyway, but it really is about building the ego. The one thing we didn't see that was with Zelensky. He did not do that, and then we saw where that went. So when you said you were watching Prime Minister Trudeau, and yes, I think he was just saying what most people were thinking, Canadians or not. I think most people have been thinking that. But you were already, I think the Julie moment maybe was you were already preparing for the response from Trump.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just so sick of this 51st governor stuff. It's not even funny.
It's ridiculous.
Insulting. It's insulting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that Trudeau did address that, right? When he said that that is the purpose, like, for, you know, we can all laugh it off. And I think that that's part of what's happened is that many of us who are looking at this play out, we think it's obvious. We think it's obvious that what's happening here is not okay, from, and not just involving Canada, but involving many different things. So what we will say, well, that's not okay in our heads, but we're not controlling the narrative here. And that is part of what the problem is here, is that how many times, for one time that, say, Trump or a Democrat or someone else who opposes this view speaks out, how many people have already spoken out and created the narrative that this is okay? So this is the risk that creates all this uncertainty for people. So for people like regular people like us who are listening to all this play out, in order to emotionally cope with this or tolerate political uncertainty, you have to focus on what's within your control and also listen to other people speak who are also, similar thoughts to you, so that you don't feel like you're constantly in this, you know, this defense of this other way of thinking about how world politics should run. So you do have to stay informed through reliable sources if it's something that's important to you. Some people need to shut it off because it's way too much for them and they're not sleeping, they're stressed. So it's important that if you are going to listen to it, that you're cautious about what you're listening and reading, that you have constructive dialogue, if any. So yes, it's important to talk about it, but if you have a family member who every time you get together with them, all they want to do is talk about this and argue about it, you may have to set a boundary with that, because it's not healthy for many people. And for some people, this means, in terms of staying in control, they've made an effort, they're going to buy Canadian. For that, that's their effort, that's what's within their control. For others, they've canceled trips to the US. So for those that support what is happening, those actions, of course, are going to be different.
Right. So I just want to point out, Julie, when you say about feeling overwhelmed. So for me, I was just getting really angry by watching all the developments unfolding. So what I would do, I would stop myself from watching the news during the day and then just try to get the 5:30 recap on TV, like for 10, 15 minutes. And that's it. Because otherwise, just you know, your blood boils when you just hear people talking on, and, you know, Trump is surrounded by yes men. So, of course, no one's going to stand out against him. And it's just snowballing, I think.
Right. Yeah. And that is about separating your life from what's happening. So you're compartmentalizing a bit, right? So you're saying, okay, I am going to listen to this, I'm going to pay attention to this, but I'm not going to pay attention to it all the time. You know, and I kind of did the same thing, Miriam. Sunday morning, I'm reading about I was reading about Ukraine, and I was actually looking for if there was any pushback at all from the American people in terms of what's occurring in their own country and how this, and particularly Republicans, because certainly not everyone thinks what's happening is okay. Yeah. So again, but we're looking for that confirmation bias, right? Where we're not alone in this situation. So, but you have to limit that exposure to constant updates, especially from certain sources. You know, one thing that's really taken hold through all this is just loud people's opinion, loud people yelling into a camera about what they believe is happening. And they'll be quoting facts that are not even facts as a way to support their position. That is not healthy. And that's the stuff, Miriam, when you said you get that flooding in your body, like that tension, is because you're listening to that anger and that yelling. And then you're also absorbing that.
Yeah.